Le montage d'annonce est parfois troublant. On se croirait dans une radio à Montréal. On se croirait à CKUT 96,3. Vous êtes à l'ère du diable et il y a un lecteur CD qui a refusé de marcher. Et deux lecteurs CD qui ont refusé de marcher et trois. Alors on va essayer de faire jouer tous les disques ce soir malgré tout. Parce que certains disques fonctionnent avec certains lecteurs CD. Alors on va faire des combinaisons, comme des permutations comme Brian Geisen, mais cette fois-ci entre des CD. Alors ce soir, on va avoir une émission spéciale. C'est toujours spécial, de toute façon. Je sais pas pourquoi je dis ça, une émission spéciale. Un autre affaire cucu, là. Terrible de dire ça. Chaque émission étant spéciale. Étant spéciale, donc elle est pas chère. Non, elle est en fait une aubaine parce que vous avez droit à l'écoute d'une collection de musique extraordinaire d'un label tout aussi extraordinaire qui s'appelle Klang Gallery, dirigé par Walter Robotka, que nous avons avec nous ce soir dans l'ordinateur, mais qui va nous parler. Je me suis entretenu avec lui cette semaine un peu plus tôt. Et on va donc écouter des disques de ce catalogue vaste, riche et célèbre de la Klang Gallery. Merci pour votre très belle émission, François Letourneau et Hugo Léger.
Ben,
vous faites vos valises, là.
Ben oui, on traite une fantastique émission.
Est-ce que vous dites aux auditeurs que vous jouez live? Les gens pensent que c'est un disque, mais ils ne savent pas que c'est nécessairement en direct.
Des fois on le dit.
Mais vous ne le dites pas toujours.
Des fois c'est secret.
Ouais. Ouais, c'est ça.
Ouais. Mais aujourd'hui, on l'a dit.
Vous êtes comme les Residents, vous vous cachez.
Ouais. Ben, en fait, c'est quand c'est pas bon, on le dit pas. Puis
Hey, Hugo, peux-tu fermer la porte, s'il te plaît? Ça fait un feedback. Pas parce que j'haïs ça, mais...
Ah!
Écoutez, je parlais des Residents parce qu'on a entendu le premier morceau d'un album qui s'appelle The Godfather of Odd, un hommage à Hardy Fox, le principal compositeur des Residents.
Ah! Et, ouais, pas, on n'est pas supposé pas savoir c'est qui?
Ben, c'est-à-dire que là, c'est un hommage. Fait que c'était Blaine Reininger, je sais pas comment le prononcer, c'est terrible. Un musicien prolifique qui a fait partie de Tuxedo Moon aussi, avec Autumn Shore. Et le prochain morceau, c'est un morceau des Residents qui s'appelle If Only. Donc, c'est un hommage à Hardy Fox, vous savez, qui est mort très malheureusement, décédé d'un cancer du cerveau il y a un peu plus de 6 mois à peine. Mm. Alors, Dieu est son âme.
I loved you.
Toujours à l'antenne de CKUT 90,3, on était en train de parler du premier morceau qui précédait là, de Blaine Reininger qui nous rappelait David Lynch. David Lynch avec lequel The Residents ont failli travailler à un certain moment. C'était The Residents avec If Only tiré de l'album The Godfather of Odd, a Hardy Fox Tribute sur Klang Gallery. Un label dont nous allons parler ce soir à l'ère du diable à CKUT 90,3 à Montréal. Nous avons Walter Robotka, qui est fondateur et directeur de ce label avec nous. Et nous allons entendre différents morceaux de toute une série de disques parus sur ce label ce soir, Klang Gallery. So, Walter Robotka, thank you very much for being with us at L'Air du Diable on CKUT. You've been founding, you created this label, Klang Gallery. Can you talk about the origins and the basic ideas of the label?
Before Klang Gallery, I had another label called Syntactic, and I specialized on limited edition 7-inch vinyls. It was a time when vinyl was more or less gone and everybody was into CDs. But we released around 60 records. We took care of special packaging. And after a while, I thought we'd done more or less everything with packaging that was interesting. And I thought it would be nice to do CDs because it's A, it's my favorite format. And B, you know, it's not such a limited item, and I wanted to reach a wider audience. So we changed to CDs, and I thought, you know, with change of product, there should also be a change of name. And this is when Klang Gallery started. And yeah, I've been doing this for a long time now. We're at over 300 releases, and a lot is still to come.
So this previous label, was it also specialized in the same kind of music than the Klang Gallery is doing?
It was basically yes, but it was only specialized in the sort of electronic industrial music. There was nothing about free improvisation or jazz, not so much new wave. It was pretty much a classic industrial label. Yeah.
It's interesting because with Klang Gallery, you also sometimes, I wouldn't say commission works to artists, but you suggest some ideas to artists and they would accept to try to do something different. For example, this Charles Bobok CD where he sings The Residents, he mentioned in the liner notes that it was your suggestion at first, right?
So my relationship with Hardy Fox or Charles Bobok was a very intense one. I mean, we talked for years. We talked every single day, or you know, we chatted by email. We talked, and Hardy involved me in his music very much. He always credits me as his producer, which means that, you know, we just exchanged ideas. And sometimes Hardy was somebody who, he didn't create music just for the sake of making music. He always wanted to have an idea, a project to work on. And so, you know, as soon as one project was finished, we sort of got together and said, okay, what could Charles Bobok and later Hardy Fox, what could be the next project? So this is why there was a lot of brainstorming and a lot of exchanging of ideas. And some ideas was scrapped, some were realized by him, and the Residents, Charles Bobok sings The Residents is one of them that was realized, and in my opinion, this is a fantastic release. Yeah.
Blame and the blood. night. The whispering boys, they meet late at night. But we bond to our fate, and we're saved when we self-mutilate.
Whispering Boys, Charles Bobach, donc Hardy Fox, puisque Charles Bobach c'est Hardy Fox, compositeur de Residents. Il écrit dans ses notes du disque qu'on vient d'entendre, de ce disque Bobach Plays the Residents, ce qui suit. Je vais replacer mon micro parce que, voilà, c'est mieux comme ça. Là, j'étais complètement contorsionné. Le micro n'arrête pas de tomber. I have to admit that when Walter Wobotka from Klangari first suggested that I record an album of Residents' song, I thought he was joking considering that I had co-written them. When he said that I should sing the songs, I knew for sure he was joking. I had never, ever sung in the shower. I preferred to listen to instrumental music. I always have. In 2015, Walter released my song collection, This, and heard my feeble warbling of Never Known Questions. C'est un morceau des Residents. He said he would like to hear more from me in that stylistic direction. Et plus loin, il écrit, I think he quickly saw what I was up against, a huge lack of talent. So he started suggesting songs to try from the Residents' vast library that a weak voice could be considered an asset for emoting, perhaps less singing and more a plea for help. Over time, I started getting into it. I started enjoying singing. Walter said that if I was enjoying myself, that I should stop. It was the lack of comfort, the intangible embarrassment of singing, that gave the recordings their immediacy, that a listener of the album would assume the role of a sadistic voyeur, taking pleasure from hearing me squirm in discomfort. So here is the result of my squirming for all your sadistic voyeurs. Charles Bobach, donc Hardy Fox 2016. Nous continuons cette conversation avec Walter Robotka du label Clan Gallery à propos de ses différentes parutions, particulièrement celle-ci, Bobach Play the Residents, et ce sera suivi de plusieurs autres parutions d'autres artistes, dont Fred Frith, Rapoon, donc Robin Story de Soviet France, Ronaldo and the Loaf, etc. Walter Robotka.
And it's kind of funny because he pretends that he's not a good singer, and we can recognize his voice on older Residents records. But on that album, he somehow, which is really typical of his work, he embodied a certain character trying to sing, right?
Yes. I mean, Hardy was, in the beginning, he was a bit shy about starting to sing because he was never the main singer in the Residents. He only sang on a few songs throughout the career. But, you know, the first time I heard him sort of sing a song of his own, I just totally fell in love with his voice. You know, I said, you have such a different voice than, you know, what we are used to hear from the Residents. And it's a very fragile voice. I thought it was, you know, the fragility of it gave it an extra quality. So I encouraged him to sing more. And I think after a pretty short time, he became confident and, you know, he sang on all his later records. And I'm really glad that he started singing. I think he had a very, very good voice. Yeah. Very different, but very unique.
Rolled over his undershirt, a spare tire rolled under his overshirt. Scratch, scratch, scratch. Dirty fingernails. Ollie wasn't young like he was last night. Scratch, scratch, scratch. The dirty fingernails. She still showed the yellow spot.
Yeah, it showed the yellow spot.
And ran her tongue along the ridges by the gulf. Bob slipped in the valley's concealed boat its Mexicali underbrush hair. A flag ran up its pole and waved firmness with wings. But scratch, scratch, scratch. Dirty fingernails. Molly wasn't all as young as he was last night. Scratch, scratch, scratch. Dirty fingernails. But the sheets. Sheets did still show the yellow spot.
The sheet still showed the yellow spot. Spot. Spot.
C'est KUT 90,3. Nous sommes en compagnie de Walter Robotka.
So, Walter Robotka, on your label, Clan Gallery, there's, I would say, maybe three types of release. First, there's re-editions of old albums. Second, I would say there's this unreleased material that's like older stuff, but it's unreleased and you release it. And also there's new projects. Can you talk about how you manage to balance, or what is the relationship between the three kind of releases?
It's, well, I mean, the one rule behind Clan Gallery is that I only release music that I personally like. You know, I wouldn't release anything because I know it sells if I don't like it. So this is, you know, what all three have in common. With the reissues, it's very often me. You know, sometimes it's music that I've been listening to for 30 years. And I think it should get out again. You know, maybe sometimes it has never been released on CD. Sometimes it's been out of print for a long time. So it's very often me who suggests such a project. And I mean, this often leads to different situations. You know, sometimes I suggest one album and then we start reissuing the whole back catalog. You know, like, you know, we're doing the whole Bourbonese Quark back catalog. We're doing the whole catalog of Etant Donné. And, you know, sometimes I ask about something old and people say, hey, you know, I'm still making music and you know, and they come up with something new. And I think it's very important, you know, a lot of people like myself have grown up with 70s, 80s music and, you know, it has a special place in their heart. But the people who made these great albums back then, many of them are still making great music. So I think it's also important for people to hear their new music. And I mean, for example, Charles Hayward, I think his new album, Begin Anywhere, it's absolutely fantastic, you know, and I'm really, really proud and happy to be working with somebody like him. So, you know, and after the new album, we are going to do some reissues of his music. One has just been out. It's an album called Regular Music. It was a project from England in the early 80s. It's kind of minimal music, and Charles played the drums. But there's going to be more. So, you know, in general, one thing leads to another.
chimney smoking, whistle blowing, slow train.
Entendu un morceau de Charles Edward. Donc, nous parlions de cet album que Hardy Fox a produit tout juste avant son décès. Il a eu un diagnostic de cancer du cerveau seulement quelques semaines avant son décès et il a très rapidement créé cet album qui est une espèce de revoir dont Walter Bodka nous parlait. Nous allons donc en écouter plusieurs extraits ce soir. Il s'agit d'un album assez court, réalisé très rapidement par Hardy Fox, où en fait il parle de son départ imminent.
He's saying he's dying today.
Today's my day. Today is my day. Today is my day. I don't get to stay. I don't get to stay. I have to die. I have to die. I have to die. I have to die.
He means that he's like going crazy because it's stealing his brain.
Today is my day. Today don't get to stay.
But it's not even true. I think he's just making that up.
I guess it's okay. It's okay today. It's okay to die. It's okay to say. It's okay to know why.
This is getting really stupid now.
I don't know why.
Well, I know you don't know why. Nobody knows why. I mean, after all, we're just a bunch of humans.
Maybe I'll learn something.
But everybody's affected. It's not like you.
Every thousand years.
No, everybody. Everybody.
Maybe you'll tell me in a thousand years.
Yeah, and that really matters.
You might even be there.
I think you should just go fuck yourself. Okay. Well, that's...
was diagnosed with a brain tumor, it was, first of all, it was a big shock to everybody because, you know, he had just gone through very serious heart surgery and he came through it really well. So everybody was happy, and then soon after that, the diagnosis of the brain tumor came. But Hardy was somebody who treated death as sort of a part of life, and he, as long as he could, he just worked on music. And the 25 minutes was I was really fascinated, you know, because it was finished. He sent me the finished recording a few days before his death, and it is, of course, it is very rough. It is not polished, you know. It is not like something that sounds produced. It was more or less a kind of a personal goodbye message to all of us. So this is also the reason why we decided not to sell it like a commercial CD through distributors, but only from the website, because of, we think it's personal and it should be straight from Hardy to his fans. And I agree with you, it's sometimes it's very hard to listen to. It's very open. There is also a bit of confusion in it, which is a result of his medical condition at the time, but it's maybe the most personal record that was ever recorded, I think, you know, in a very exceptional situation of life. And yeah, it's I think it's a very unique document. There's nothing like it.
De 25 minus minutes de Hardy Fox alias Charles Bobock alias The Residents. Je vous ai fait donc réentendre le commentaire de Walter Obotka au sujet de cet album. Nous passons maintenant à un album toujours paru chez Klang Gallery, un album de Robin Story sous son pseudonyme le plus connu Rapoon. Il a été musicien dans le groupe Soviet France, c'est ce qui l'a fait connaître au début. Et Rapoon est un projet très prolifique. Walter Obotka en a fait paraître plusieurs de ses projets. Nous allons donc écouter un extrait d'un album qui s'appelle Waiting by the River, mais juste avant, un commentaire de Walter Obotka sur cet album.
You've been also releasing a lot of Rapoon CDs. And mm-hmm. I'm thinking when you mentioned this Hardy Fox work that was rough, or I would say sometimes close to art brut or music brut, to take a Graham Revel expression, like Rapoon Waiting by the River, I think would fall somehow close to this category, because it's the first time we hear so clearly, I guess it's Robin Story himself,
yes,
singing, and it's really rough, and it's also very personal and very intimate, and yeah, the material is quite rough. Can you talk about that project? Because I think it's a very different album from most of the Rapoon albums in his discography.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's totally different, which is what I love about it. You know, I mean, I've been friends with Robin for a very, very long time, and he has his typical Rapoon sound, you know, if you want to call it that. You know, it's these tribal rhythms and sort of dark ambient. And it was a visit. Robin was visiting us in our house near Vienna. I think it was in November before Christmas. And he said, I've got this rather unusual album, and do you want to listen to it? So we sat together and we listened to it, and I was as surprised as you were when I first heard it, you know, to hear Robin play on the guitar and sing to it. It was not what I expected, but I totally loved it. You know, I said, this is so different. And I think it's funny, Robin has started to create more and more sort of traditional songs, if you want to call it that, you know, because he's best known for very long atmospheric pieces. But he started to sing a lot more and you know, creating more songs. And I think it's a great direction, you know. And yeah, I mean, Waiting by the River is, I would agree, it's maybe the most unusual record that he's ever recorded. And I see what you mean when you say it's close to abrupt. It's, yeah, it's rough. It's like a, like an unpolished, yeah, diamond. It's maybe it's my favorite Raccoon record because it is so different.
Thank you.
de l'album Waiting by the River, paru sur l'étiquette Clan Gallery. Numéro de catalogue 214, juin 2016, date de parution. Nous continuons cet entretien avec Walter Robotka ce soir, le fondateur et directeur de ce label Clan Gallery, où il sera question maintenant d'un album réalisé avec Fred Frith.
Can you talk about other projects that you've been releasing where this relationship between you and the artist was at the genesis of the album?
You mean the a record that came together because of my relationship yes. with the artist?
Yes, yes.
Let me think. One example is maybe is Woodwork by Fred Frith. Fred Frith is one of my musical heroes, and he always has been. And, you know, every time we met, I said to him, I would so much love to release a solo live album by you, because I, you know, he made this record Live in Japan in 1981, and there has not been a single solo Frith live album ever since, which is unusual because he is very much a performer, you know, and Fred Frith plays so many concerts all over the world. And you know, Fred was, you know, when I approached him, he said, well, yeah, I mean, why not? But it took a while. And like every time we met, I said, so what's the latest on the live album? And it sort of nearly became a running gag between us. And suddenly he said to me, I think I found what you want, and sent me the master for Woodwork. And I was really happy with it because, you know, it not only shows how it sounds today, but it also shows how his solo playing has changed and evolved in the last, well, nearly 40 years.
Thank you.
Fred Fritta, un extrait de Woodwork, un album paru cette année sur Clan Gallery, enregistré en concert à Bruxelles le 20 novembre 2018. C'est un long morceau d'à peu près 50-60 minutes. Voilà que nous revenons. Cette fois-ci à propos d'un récent projet, le premier concert du duo Ronaldo and the Loaf.
Walter Robotka, are you somehow responsible of the reunion of Ronaldo and the Loaf?
Well, I mean, it's responsible is a bit of a strong word, but I think I was lucky to be there at the right time, and I would agree that asking them to reissue the old albums led to the band sort of having more contact again and working together again. So in a way you might call it that, but I don't want to take credit that I don't deserve. Yeah? But it was through reissuing the old material that they, you know, started talking about making new music together. And they take their time when they record something. So it took a while to be finished, but one day the new album was done, and I think it was unexpected by all of us, even by me.
Boom, boom, crash, crash, boom, boom, crash, crash, boom, boom, crash, crash, rat-a-tat-a-tat.
Sunshine, me girl is blind in the sunshine. grass or see the grass? It is grain, grainer, it is growing to the sweeter mellow day. No, we dance with the girlies. No, we sing with the girlies. Here it is, our summer last with the lurkless song. Up noon, the wind is blast and the wind is strong. I have a long staff for to wander. I have but one leg, the other is a chanter. Up along with me girlies. You whistle soft with me girlies. Sit to rest, they come to say. My fun letters, they play for me. Round and round, blimey girl this. Up and down, happy girl.